Shoe Unsigned 518. I am here with Skin Pig. How's it going, man?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm very well. And, you know, I was saying before we got recording, you know, we just met 5 minutes ago in the driveway. And I was saying the only research that I do is, I listen to the music. And before you got here, I was listening to the music. And I'm going to have to say I was assumptive as to what I was going to hear and was wrong almost immediately. Because, like, I honestly, like, you know, like I'm not one that pretends that I know every genre and like what, you know, and when I heard Dark Wave, like I was thinking, yeah, like a Ministry or a Nine Inch, you know, like I was thinking like industrial, like it's going to be brutal, you know, like, and it, the first song that I heard, like it was melodic and layered and not what I expected. So I wanted to save that for when we were recording to, I guess start it off like that. So we'll get to the music later. We'll play some songs, but I guess really just go back and tell your story with music and how it led up to where we are now.
My story with music is long. It's too long. Yeah. Geez, it's been like 20 years now. It's the worst origin story of all time. I middle school, I'm a huge Slipknot fan.
Okay.
And I'm reading a copy of Hit Parader, and they have a Musician's Friend advertisement in the middle of it with Mick Thompson's guitar. And I'm like, yeah, I want that. I'm going to.
And so, you know, age-wise, you know, because I'm an old guy. I'm 51. So, like, when I think of Slipknot, like, Slipknot came out when I was, you know, mid to late 20s. Like, how old were you when you were into Slipknot?
So that was like 12, 13.
Okay.
12, all 13, right. 14.
Yeah. So, like, really, like, the fucking formative years.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
So, obviously, what I heard on Spotify doesn't sound like Slipknot.
No.
Music-wise. So it's clear, I think, that you're doing your own path with other influences pulled in, I guess, is how it felt.
Yeah. So with Skin Pig specifically, it kind of started out, the game plan when I started writing these songs was industrial metal, and then just the equipment I was using. I had like an old, you know, the Behringer clones for the 303 bass machine, the 606 drum machine. And the plans just changed as the music was being written and, you know, thought up. So
was that almost like a change of necessity? Because you were like, well, I'm working with what I got. And
yeah, I kind of think of it as a collaboration between me and the equipment, you know.
That's fair. And so, you know, like I said, hearing the songs, hearing the layers, and, you know, again, I was expecting brutal and fast, and like, how do you start with an idea? Is it something that it just, you kind of tinker around until you hear a sound that's nice and then work a song off that? Like,
that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really bad at memorizing ideas, especially musically. Yeah, if I think of something while I'm at work, it will be gone by the time I get home. So
yeah, I'm the exact same way. And like, and I even try to do like the record into your phone, and like I'll be like, melody here. But then even when I hear it, I'm just like, what the fuck was I even?
Yeah,
you know.
Like, I've tried every synth that I can download on my phone to try to like jot down ideas, and none of it works. So,
and so is it all like? Are you? What instruments are like? Are you doing on there? Is it all synth?
It's all synth. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's the first album, the one that's on Spotify, that's all like pretty much your standard like acid house rig, honestly. It's an acid house rig run through like grunge presets on my multi-effect pedal. And then I have an old Casio VL1 that I adore, and that's sort of like the staple sound of Skin Pig. So,
and when you're doing, you know, putting the songs together, doing like the albums, it's just you, correct?
Yes.
Like everything's just you.
Yeah.
And do you think of things conceptually when you go down the the, you know, are things laid out, or is it just like everything's inspirational based at the moment?
Inspirational completely. Yeah. Inspirational. And then, I look at what I've got in the end. I trim the fat and, you know, to see where things belong. More often than not, I find that, the order that I write and record ends up being the track list, oddly enough.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's I don't know how much of that is conscious or like way back in my subconscious or if it's just luck, but
yeah, I've always found it interesting, like synth stuff, you know, because again, it's I'm just a bass player in a garage band, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I have my niche, and my niche is like, you know, fast punk rock, and like, and I love discovering other shit, but like also figuring out how it's made and how it's all connected, because obviously all music's connected in one way or another. But I have another buddy that does synth music, and his name, what does he go under? The Holy Red Lights. You should check it out. I'll send you home with some. And I'm like fascinated with how you can take, because like if I look at a synthesizer, to me it's like a jet that I don't know how to fly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Wow, that's awesome, all that power and a build that I don't know how to fucking use. So like, how did you start, like on a key based instrument, or was it just like, were you a piano or a keyboard kid like before then?
Growing up, I had a keyboard. I never took lessons in any kind of music. You know, when I told my dad I wanted that guitar, he showed me exactly 3 chords. And then I was off on my own, and yeah, it's just been a miserable 20 years based on that, those decisions. But yeah, with the keys, with that first album from Skin Pig, the TB-303 is a god-awful machine. It's iconic, it sounds amazing, but in programming it is an absolute fucking nightmare.
And these are like machines that like all the big, you know, like the big names, you like, these aren't just like,
yeah, this is the Fatboy Slim like, machine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it's a nightmare to program. So that's kind of, it was part of my, influence to move away from that on the second album. So,
and you know, one thing I do know, like about keyboards, cause I keep them around just to noodle on like noodle ideas, whatever. And like, a synthesizer is like a Cadillac, and like one of these Casio keyboards are like a golf cart. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of like the same, you know, like, because I wouldn't know how to even make a note on those things that you're talking about.
It was
like,
definitely a learning process.
And when you say program, it's also like you have to know its language too. Like it's not just like a musician sits down at it. You have to be a musician and not a computer programmer, but like at least somebody who understands
absolutely
that language.
Yeah. You know? It's that's not me. Also, so it was a learning experience. I generally find that I'm okay with most things, with keys that you can play, most things with strings I can figure out in time.
Right, right.
But yeah, a desktop synthesizer, that was a huge learning experience for me. So that's kind of where that comment I made about collaborating with the machinery,
right,
you know, and figuring it out as I go.
And do you like go out and do live shows, or is it mostly like a studio project?
As often as I can.
Do.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd love to do more.
Cool. Well, you know, we could make that happen for sure. Like, because there's a, you know, obviously not necessarily out here, you know, because we're out fucking farm country, but like, you know, down in like Troy and Albany, there's so many different genres happening all the time.
Mm.
So I think right now what we should do is maybe hear one of your tunes.
Okay.
So what one do you want to play?
We'll go with Big Bad Wolf off of Good Natured Porno Party.
And that's the one that I was listening to. Good Natured Porno Party is one that's on Spotify now, right? And is there anything you want to say about the song before we roll it? Or,
yeah, this was sort of I want to say this might have been the first one that came to completion. So this is, this is sort of like the thesis statement of the whole project. So I think it's a good one to start with.
Cool. All right, let's check out Big Bad Wolf, Skin Pig, and we'll be right back. Big Bad Wolf, Skin Pig off of Good Natured Porno Party. And that is the one that's on Spotify now. And then you have another one that is done or you're working on. Like, what's the story with the new album?
Yeah, the new album, Hogs and Kisses, that's going to be out.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That'll be out October 1st.
Oh, okay. Yep. So, like, is it... like done, just being like produced?
Yep, it's done. It's sitting, cooling down, you know, just waiting on singles coming out and trying to do it the right way, to do it the way that the internet says I'm supposed to do it. So we'll see how that works.
Like, it's tough because, like, you know, you just said earlier, like, you know, you work, you have a full-time job, and like all of us, or most of us doing this, it's the same thing. And like, sometimes, you know, the internet will be like, you gotta do this. And it's like, fuck you, dude. I don't have time to do that.
And
the
problem is with the internet, every article kind of assumes that you want to be famous. And, you know, I'm 34 years old. I've got a full-time overnight job. I've got two kids. I just want to play a couple shows at some DIY venues and some bars and just have a good time.
The new album, how many songs are on it?
That is an excellent question.
Thank you.
I'm going to... Yeah, it's a handful.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to say off the top of my head without looking at my phone, 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is this, you know, cause you said you were like doing it right, rolling it out. Are you going to like release 2-3 singles and like,
Yeah, I have 2 singles and videos lined up. Nice. So stuff will be coming out August 1st and September 1st, and then the big reveal on October 1st.
Nice. And that'll be the full length. Yeah. And again, that's you are doing it on your own terms in that way. You know what I mean? You can roll it out as you want. And I like how it's done and you're sitting on it, because I don't have that ability.
It's very difficult. Yeah. And that's why I don't know how many tracks are on the album. Right.
Yeah, because I'm usually like, all right, something's done. And it's like, well, you know, we got to wait. And like, you know, it's like, I don't want to. We released one single literally just like on a whim from this room. We were like, fuck it, let's just do it now. Boom, single is out.
Why not?
Why not? And yeah, I guess that's probably not the right way, but I'm impatient.
I mean, yeah, that's what the internet says.
But. But I think, you know, with the single and rolling it out slowly, not only is it better, but it's better for you because, like, you know, what goes into making an album is a fucking lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of hours, but, like, a lot of, like, soul draining, you know what I mean? And, like, for it to just be like, boom, here it is, and then it's
not
harsh.
That's something that I struggle with a lot.
Yeah.
With, you know, I do other projects with, like, noise music and stuff like that. And that's my tendency. As soon as it's done, I release it. And then it's like the endorphin just drops right off.
Yeah.
It's almost immediate. Absolutely no return on investment in terms of emotional.
Yeah. But to have it where you're like a little bit here and then a little bit of time, and then that has got to be an easier way of releasing, you know, your child, I guess.
Absolutely.
Your mental mental child into the world. Like, because we're doing an EP and we've never done anything other than singles. And, like, I'm, like, struggling with that even now. I'm like, it fucking sucks. Like, what am I going to do when it's, like... And I had a band on a couple weeks ago that said something that really hit me. Like, I asked if their single was already out. And he goes, oh, it's already... He goes, it already came out, peaked real quick, and has been forgotten. And I was just like, fuck. Like, you know, like... And, like, that just, like, was devastating to hear, because I understand. You're like, yeah.
Start a band, kids. It'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll be great. You'll be adored. Like, no, it's hard. But at the same time, it's easier because you don't have to answer to anybody. You
know right.
what I mean? You don't have a label being like, hey, do this. We need you to do this. We need you to do that. Like, being able to do it. That is the trade-off. Like,
right.
And plus fame, like, fuck fame. Like, I would... Oh, my God, I would never want to be famous. And, like, I've been saying that my whole life. I'm like, and that's why I got into radio. I'm like, and I remember being in radio, I would go places and people would ask if I'm the one that they heard on the radio. And I would always say no. I'd be like, no, I'm just an intern. Like, I'm like, I don't want people to know who I am. Whatever. So, August, you have a single.
Yes.
September, a single.
And then
October.
October will be the album release. Yeah. Album.
That's awesome. And you know what? I have a show that comes out every Thursday, the Weekend Spotlight. So maybe when the singles drop, we'll reconnect and I'll play one of the ones that, because we're going to play one of them here today, right?
Yes, yeah. World premiere.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so maybe you know, as the album gets closer, if there's another single you want to drop, we'll connect and I'll play it on my Weekend Spotlight show. That'd be sweet. But anyway, what's the single that we want to play now?
The single, this one's going to be officially released in August 1st. This one's called Right Here Waiting.
Right Here Waiting, and it's the world premiere. And you know what? It's funny. This has happened so many times on this show where I get the scoop on songs. So world premiere here, unless this episode airs after August 1st.
Possibly.
It probably will. Whatever.
The podcast premiere of Right Here Waiting.
Yeah, correct. It is the podcast premiere. And if not, you know, like, I always check the show notes of the show because I always link to the band's Spotify page so that it makes it a little easier. So if you're listening check the show notes and follow everybody. But let's listen to Right Here Waiting. Then we'll be right back to wrap it up with Pete, also known as Skin Pig. That was Right Here Waiting, Skin Pig, and that is off the upcoming album, Hogs and Kisses, that'll be out in October. So I know this episode will be out before October, so maybe the single scoop, but the album, people can still get on board for it. So, Pete, I want to thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to come out here.
Thank you.
I know it was not a short drive for you, so I appreciate it even more. You know, not like I don't appreciate everybody, but... I love the effort. But before we go, I just want to give you a chance to say what I refer to as your gratitude. So microphone is all yours.
Oh, gratitudes. Family, friends, everybody that comes out to shows and listens to the albums. Crisis Isolation and El Dorado in Troy have been wonderful and given me a outlet. And I got a shout out Beyond Death Recordings down in Tennessee. Helped me out a lot with production physical production when it comes to these albums coming out. So I couldn't do it without them and their support too. So and thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, so that is Pete of Skin Pig. I am Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518. See you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.